Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. This week, we're chatting new cookbooks and openings, how to best spoil your mum on Mother's Day, and some exciting new bakeries to visit around town. I'm joined this week by Broadsheet Melbourne's food and drink editor, Audrey Payne. Welcome, Audrey.
Thanks, Ruby.
Audrey, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
What was the best thing you ate this week?
It is super tricky because
Audrey had a big week.
I had a big week. I had a birthday week, so I went out a lot. But the best thing I had was the lunch special at McCann.
Talk me through
it. In the city. So
I think that's been on your favourite list before,
hasn't it? It's been on my favourite list before, but it was a different dish. So okay. I think it's okay.
I'll accept it.
Okay, thank you.
You can't help what your favourite dish is, really.
It's true. It's true. No, it was, okay, because McCann is an Indonesian restaurant and they have an amazing chicken satay, which I didn't realize until yesterday. So their lunch special is mee goreng with a fried egg on top and a chicken satay with the best satay sauce. It's like fragrant, peanutty deliciousness on
that
the side. And I was
so
like,
good.
I can't believe I get to eat noodles and satay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killer.
Killer. And I think it's very underrated and everyone should go there.
Maybe I should go now.
Yeah. It's
I still haven't been, actually.
Ruby, what
now
are
I have
you
to go
doing?
For lunch.
Go for lunch, get the satay. But also, if you go for dinner or you don't feel like getting the lunch special, you can get crackers with peanut sauce on the side. So you'll still get to have that like delicious satay sauce. Yeah, I would also just order that with rice.
Yeah, I could eat the satay sauce on its own, really.
Yeah.
It's its own dish.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of news around town, as per usual. Mm-hmm. Openings, but Ellie Buadana released the Ellie's Table cookbook, mm-hmm. which I'm very excited about because I have been a fan of Ellie's Table since the COVID lockdown pasta on, they were called doorstop pasta delivery days,
mm-hmm.
which is where the iconic focaccia that is now served at Hope Street originated.
It actually is an iconic focaccia.
And it's iconic.
Yeah.
I remember being quite sad in lockdown and we got that on a Sunday night and it cheered me right up for a little bit.
I am a nerd and I don't cook that much, but I love to sit and read cookbooks and like look at the art direction and the photography and I read the head notes.
This is beautiful photography because they took some of it in Italy. They shot some here in Ellie's house and it's really beautiful. The tagline is food from memory and food from home. And it's beautiful recipes from Ellie's family and growing up. And yeah, it's an exciting one to check out.
Beautiful.
That's out now. But you've got some leaving news, don't you?
I know Rasheen Kaur, who is actually the author of one of my favorite cookbooks, Chinese-ish, has left her post at Edda, which is sad, but it's also exciting. Rasheen is writing another book, which is really great. And then the team have already found a new head chef. So Lorcan Khan is going to be leading the kitchen there. He is about to go overseas for a little bit. So his first menu will be July 2nd.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think it's really exciting. Like Hannah Green, who's the owner there, is such a great restaurateur. Like she just always makes you feel really welcome at Edda. And it's going to be really exciting to see her and another chef team up together because what she and Rasheen did there is really beautiful and lovely. So I'm really excited to see kind of what's next for the three of them, I guess.
Yeah, and obviously very excited for Rasheen's new cookbook. So
100%.
It's cookbook week on
it's
the podcast.
Week.
But I'm excited because I like love when my name is on things.
Yeah, we saw this restaurant. I'm going to give it away.
We're giving it away, but it's okay.
Restaurant named Ruby open and we were like, Ruby, you have to write this one. You have to do this.
Ruby loves Ruby.
Yeah.
So it's a new brasserie in the city and it's from the Operator Dining Group
mm-hmm.
who have a few other venues, but this is their first one that has a separate breakfast, lunch and dinner menu.
Oh, exciting. Yeah, so, they're pretty well known for these kind of Japanese-inspired brunches.
Yeah. So this is like sort of quite a big change for them, I guess.
Cool.
It's stepping out of their zone a little bit. And yeah, you can go for all three meals on one day if you want and have a different dish for each meal.
I think it's, I'm calling it early. I think it's the year of the bistro.
Yeah, I agree. It's absolutely the year of the bistro. And I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Every week, broadsheet editors are hounded with questions of where to eat and where to go, what to do, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been opening it up to our readers and our listeners on Instagram to ask us their questions for us to answer on the podcast. we've got a very fitting one this week. It's the question on everyone's mind. What should I do with my mum for Mother's Day? Mother's Day is this Sunday, if you're listening and you've forgotten. Do you celebrate?
Do we celebrate? Oh, we observe Mother's Day as a family.
We do observe Mother's Day as well.
So basically my mum loves flowers. Okay. So my sister and I were debating whether or not we should get her flowers because there is a bit of a price hike. Mm. But I think this year we're going to get her a cake from Molly Bakes because they're doing a Mother's Day cake special. So you have to pre-order.
Yeah.
But that'll be my mum's like Mother's Day surprise this year. Well, don't listen, mum. But yeah.
We actually, almost every single year until quite recently, went to Pancake Parlor for Mother's Day and Father's Day.
Stop. That's so
like
good.
My family loves Pancake Parlor. Honestly, I think we should just go again this year and, you know, lean in, but we're not. But what I am going to get this year for Mother's Day is I was at Madeleine de Proust, that beautiful Madeleine's shop in Carlton, and they have little Mother's Day specials. And one of them, I already ate it because I was so excited. I had to test it before I gave it to my mum.
Of course, quality control.
It had beautiful red icing and it was matcha flavored, and I'm getting that for my mum.
Ooh. There's also a couple of restaurants doing some Mother's Day specials, I guess, or just staying open, which I think would be super special. First one is Askel. They're doing a 3-course lunch for $95 a person, which for a Sunday lunch is not too bad, special occasion.
Especially when it's your mum.
Yeah. And then Gaia, which is one of my favourite restaurants in Melbourne. Shout out to Mozau, the chef there. He's a big forager. He changes the menu constantly, but they're going to be open. And that's a really great one if you're going with anyone who has dietaries.
Oh, they cater
to. Do a vegan menu. You can do vegetarian menu.
That's good for my family.
Yes.
Lots of dietaries.
Yeah. And if he won't give you any flack, but if he does, tell him that I said it's okay.
Yeah, I'll say Audrey told me to specifically come here with difficult people.
Exactly. So those are two kind of special places that I think would be really lovely for Mother's Day.
Yeah. Beautiful. Also a safe fallback for my family, if Pancake Parlor fails, is always Yum Cha at David's or at Secret Kitchen.
Damn, Yum Cha is never not good.
That's the fallback always. I mean, it's actually the first option often.
Yeah.
But if not, it's the fallback. I love a bakery, Audrey.
I love a bakery.
Who doesn't? My first job was at a bakery.
Stop. What'd you do?
It was at Brumby's.
Did you get to ice anything or?
No. I was serving.
Ah.
I was serving in the front. I was not. But, you know.
That would stress me out.
Maybe that ignited the love of bakery. It was the bread cutting machine.
That's what would stress me out.
It should stress you out. And it stressed me out the entire time I worked there. I was 14, 15 and stressed. Anyway, so there's always new bakeries popping up. So I want to look at three new ones to try. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, one of them is not new, but is doing something that is new and exciting.
Still counts.
It counts.
Can I talk about Amand?
Go.
For a second.
Tell us about Amand.
Okay. So right now it's a pop-up bakery slash a cake box, but the founder, Amanda, used to work with Lucy Whitlow and she was also at QCMA for a few years. She started doing cake boxes. So you can pre-order them and pick them up on the weekends. And there's all these beautiful different tarts. She had this lovely like quince and brown butter tart. And she's also been doing some pop-ups at markets. So I actually tried her cakes for the first time at a pop-up at Heidi Market, but she's been at the Coburg Farmers Market. And if you look at her Instagram, you will find all
she's
the
around.
Latest. She's around. She's not resting, but it's just really kind of my favorite thing when pastry chefs who've had that like classical kitchen training take that experience and then apply it to really familiar like cakes and tarts and things that we're used to eating on a more regular basis and get really creative with the seasonal fruits and beautiful fresh flavors. And I'm a huge fan and she's just a lovely person. So everyone should go visit Amanda next time she's at a market.
So you can order them online?
So you can pre-order when they're doing the cake boxes.
Yeah.
And then she's also been popping up around the city.
So you've got to keep an eye out for where she'll be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is
my
part of the
appealed.
Fun.
Yeah. Another one to try is Lulu and Me Cheesecake. This is a pay-by-weight cheesecake store.
Which is one of those things that's like so genius, I'm annoyed I didn't think about
like,
it.
Obviously.
Yeah, except I don't have the follow-through to open up a cheesecake store.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, they have four different types. Mm-hmm. They have a Basque, a New York, a No-Bake, and a Pandan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have chairs. They don't have tables. It's a bit of a, I went today. And the owner was sort of like, I want people to make the space what they want it to be. Sit on the floor if you want to sit on the floor. And I'm fine with that.
You actually shouldn't have told me that, because now I'm going to go in there.
She's going to sit on the floor.
Yeah, I'm going to get a tasting of all the cheesecakes and sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. I love sitting on the floor.
They also have a bunch of different types of cheesecakes. So I am less of a New York cheesecake person, more of a like jiggly Japanese cheesecake person. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of take.
You could also get like a little bit of each one, because it's pay by weight.
It's pay by weight.
Yeah. Amazing.
I'm not over innovative. The fact that it's pay by weight.
It's crazy.
I'm so excited. Can this be a new culinary trend, please, everyone?
Everything should be pay by weight.
Yeah, like ice cream should be pay by weight.
Ice cream should 100% mm-hmm. be pay by weight.
Learn from Yochi, Lulu and me.